the fuck is this barricades and this and that and the other? The fuck is that bullshit?
I am here at Flood Wall Street with my good friend Ron Bailey. We're going to chat a little bit about what's going on. We're expecting a few speakers today. Just yesterday, near Central Park in Midtown, we had a 300,000 odd person strong march for climate change. I believe you were there yesterday as well. What did you see there? What are folks getting right about the climate crisis, and what are they getting wrong?
Right. Well, there is a problem with global warming. It needs to be addressed sometime in this particular century. The question is, what are the right policies to do that? And very often I find that some of the policies are somewhat counterproductive. For example, again, I'm not in favor of either nuclear subsidies or solar subsidies or oil subsidies or any subsidies, but the problem is that they've taken like nuclear power off the table. Why would you do that? Because it is a low carbon technology. And no less a person than Jim Hansen, who was the first climatologist to warn Congress about the problems of global warming back in 1988, says you have to use nuclear power. That's the only way to supply energy. And so you find a bunch of people who are against that. I think that that's counterproductive.
What is the status of climate science? Is there really a scientific consensus? And if so, how rigid is that consensus about what we're facing?
There is a scientific consensus among the climatological community that human additions to greenhouse gases are increasing the average temperature of the globe. There is absolutely a consensus of that. Question is what's the rate going to be? How long do we have before things become catastrophic? And there's not a consensus about that. One of the more interesting features of actual climate history at the moment is, and it's a deep puzzle to a lot of climatologists, is that there has been a pause in the increase of temperatures over the last 17 years. Carbon dioxide emissions have increased by about 25% over the last 17 years, and the temperature on the planet has essentially been flat as an average over that period of time. It's been flat at a high level, but it's still been flat and hasn't been increasing, and the climate models simply did not predict this, and to this day cannot account for that. Many climatologists think, though, that the pause will end sometime in the next decade or so, and that the temperatures will start going up much more rapidly. That remains to be seen.
Ron, I know Naomi Klein is one of the headline speakers today, and she recently wrote a book about the environment and global warming and ending capitalism or something like that. Could you talk to me a little bit about the book? I know you recently wrote a review of it for Reason.
Right. The book is called This Changes Everything. And the idea is that climate change is finally going to do capitalism in. What's interesting about it, of course, is that Naomi's been an activist against capitalism for a very long time. Her first book was No Logo, in which she argued that globalization would do capitalism in. Her next book was The Shock Doctrine, and she argued in that book that the financial crisis would do capitalism in. Well, finally, she's decided that climate change is going to do it in. It's kind of interesting because you might think about how you might handle climate change would involve kind of market mechanisms, perhaps a carbon tax, working on new innovations like better solar panels, that kind of thing. And she seems to dismiss that. She thinks that everything should be more or less oddly top-down and decentralized at the same time. And it's kind of a little bit incoherent. One of the things I find most interesting when she talks about transforming the world's energy system to be completely renewable by 2030, she doesn't tell people how much it's going to cost. And it may be something that we have to pay, but she doesn't say how much it's going to cost. And at least one of the studies she cites, it's going to be $100 trillion, which would be something like 11% of the world's GDP every year between now and then. And it would be interesting for people to know that.
Well, Ron, thanks so much for chatting. For Reason TV, I'm Camille Foster.